This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here. Shout out to Shannon and Steve. They have made it eight straight. They've made eight stops, all eight stops. They have made it. And, yes, that's right. You can hear him. Tyler can hear him in the Cayman Islands. By the way, still no photo. No photo of Tyler in his Speedo that I said yesterday.
I don't know why that the thought of it immediately makes me laugh.
I if I know Tyler at 3:27 by the time now, he's probably feeling real good.
What time zone is the Cayman Islands?
I ain't got it for you. I ain't got it. Steve said, "Don't look this way, Hill. I ain't got it." But hey, our bugs are out, so you can get you some bugs as well. Order them up, as we'll see how they look, man. They got all kinds of their legendary flavors. They got three different flavors. You can get hot, regular hot, and then super hot as well. Extra spicy,
big city style, extra spicy style, firehouse style.
Yeah, so you can get that good heat if you want to, and then wash it down with a cold drink as well. I see them; they got a bucket of beer, so they're out here having a good time. It's a Friday, why not? TVs everywhere, come hang out and have a good time. And you may be able to pick up and watch the Astros tonight as they got a big game against the Mariners. And Ryan Gusto is going to go. And Clint, here is the lineup tonight. By the way, you missed it. I did lineups yesterday.
That's about right. That's about right.
For me, that was on me. Right.
You do it when I'm out. You don't do it when you're supposed to.
Last Friday, that was on me.
And then when I'm out, you do it.
Now, as a leader, that was on me last Friday. Lance pitched last Friday, and I forgot about it. Now, I will say no one else reminded me, but that's okay. But that's on me. I'm not putting that out there. I'm not saying you should have. You could have.
Yeah. Tyler, I'm tired of mentioning it, man.
Tyler, as a producer, certainly could have.
I think it should be a daily.
We can't.
Game day routine.
No, we can't do that now.
As much as this lineup changes, it would be a challenge.
You should have heard, man. I had to get one for O'Cam Smith. Had to get one for Christian Walker. Got the
He got the silent treatment.
He got the just saying his name. We had a good time, but they got a dub. Here is the lineup today for the Astros. The Patty Droppers.
It's 3:29 in Cayman Islands.
Is it 3:29?
Same time.
Who told you that time?
The old white guy.
The old white guy that's got the weather and the time.
Weather and time zones, baby. The old white guy. Traffic too.
Under 2 minutes. Andy had the time. So now he should be ripe to be ready to go
ain't
with
no
that.
Doubt.
But the Astros lineup tonight, Pena leading off, big triple last night. Paredes, see if he can continue to stay hot. And Altuve, who had been struggling, two huge homers yesterday. He's in the three spot. And he's playing in the outfield, left field today. Diaz is catching tonight. He had two big hits yesterday. And Christian Walker is still in the lineup, batting fifth at first base. Caratini, who's starting to get hot too. Another one. You said Caratini about to start making this thing a little uh, a little hairy if he keeps hitting the way he does. And then when Yordan comes back, you got to find a way to put him somewhere. But Caratini, who had a good night, is at the DH. And Jake Myers, who continues to hit over 300, is batting eighth. Cam Smith in the lineup. And then Dubon is at second base. So that is the lineup tonight. And Clint, as we look at this big series tonight, and we look at this thing, Clint, I will continue to bring him up, and I feel like I should, because I have been the one that just absolutely crushed Jake Myers. I have been one that has been like, yo, man, what are they doing here? I don't see it. I don't see why, you know, he has just gotten it. And listen, I'll be honest, I still stand by the thought of I think Chaz and Mauricio Dubon did things to earn that spot, but they clearly saw things in a different level. And, Clint, we are moving to Memorial Day, which means we are getting to June. We're 2 months into this sucker. And, Clint, Jake Myers has arguably been the best hitter on this team. It's an argument. I think Jeremy Pena has been that, but his slash line is better than anybody else's on the team, you could argue. He's got the best average. Only Paredes has a better on base percentage, and I mean he's 304, 366, and 426 slash line, man. Now he could hit for more power. You'd like him to have more extra base hits, but damn it, Jake is 2 months into this sucker. We're 50 games even in this puppy, and he's hitting over 300 and not slowing down. Right? He to be honest deserves to hit over Christian Walker. Maybe a few other guys. I just like, where do you think, because people kept texting us in this game, the thought of this is, this thing ain't going to continue. JK going to continue to do this.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's JK gonna... Where do you think, and you can text in 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, jump in on this. Where do you think this thing finishes for Jake? I'm at a point now where I feel comfortable saying we ain't about to see Jake. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but I don't think we're about to go down there and see 212 Jake or the 209 Jake. I don't know if he's going to hit over 300, but where do you think this ends for Jake? Is this him really turning a corner right now?
Yeah, I think he's turned a corner.
I do too.
I think he's turned a corner. He did have a huge hot stretch last year, huge as in it was big for him, not it lasted longer, but in the month of May last year, he was absolutely tremendous as well. But this one just feels different for me. I had my Jake Meyers moment last night. I saw what I needed to see last night from Jake Meyers. And we've talked about it before, and maybe I'm wrong for it. Maybe a little too judgmental. I've always thought that Jake was I'll use the term insecure, lacked confidence, just wasn't just 100% belief in himself yet. Like he just everything he did, the up close access, the little bit of access they gave us last year when him and Kyle Tucker and some of the guys were just kind of chirping at each other in the backfield. I mean, in the outfield, just kind of chirping around a little bit. It just never seemed like Buddy was comfortable in anything that he did.
Yeah. Like he was still getting adjusted to being in the majors.
I had my moment last night, Ron. When he took a – I can't remember if it was a tough pitch or if it was an 0-2 count. I can't remember what he did, but it was a tough situation he was in when he got one of the singles. I don't remember how many hits he had last night, but he got a single that was looked like he didn't get it the sweet spot or anything, but he pushed it over the shortstop's head into you know shallow left center for a single. And he ran it out first base, got back to first base, and his celebration, his fist pump when he looked back at the dugout.
And look confident?
It was different.
A little sweat. It
was
I'm
different.
Here.
I put myself in that dugout and I looked up and I was like, if I were in a dugout and I just looked at Jake Meyers, look over here and give that, I'm in. He moved me. I'm off the bench and I'm like, hell yeah, Jake, let's go.
He moved
me. Every time to that point, I would have rolled my eyes at Jake Meyers. I'm just being dead honest. I'm being dead honest with everybody out here. Everything I've seen Jake Meyers do to this point was an eye roll for me. When I saw that look after that single, it was good at bat. Not a great hit, but it was a hit. And it was one of them look at the dugout fist pump, like, let's get it, boys. And I bought him.
Like, I'm
right,
in. I'm
right
in.
Right yeah. then and there, I
like
bought
him.
Like,
he looked like a guy who believed he could hit 300.
It looked like a guy that thought.
Go ahead, Jake.
That sitting there, instead of being, thank you, Jesus, I got a hit. it was a guy that was like, why in the hell did I put myself in that 0-2 spot? Why'd I swing at that tough pitch to hit right there? But damn it, I got a hit. Good things are happening. Let's ride, boys.
Like he knows what he knows he's going. So, yeah.
Last night it was the moment for me, man. I'm as silly as it sounds. I'm dead ass serious.
Just watching his approach, and I know this is early. Watching his approach, like I'm to a point, I'd be surprised if like this thing drops to 250. Like I think to me, Jake feels like he's going to hit around at the least 270. Like, it may drop to that. I think he's playing between 270 and 300. There may be
I'll take a 250
a stretch.
All day, twice on Sunday. But
I think right now, as you just talked about, Jake is going up there not just – he ain't just going up there just saying, okay, let's make contact. Wherever it goes, I'm just going to run as hard as I can. Like, I've watched Jake go the other way with pitches on purpose where you could see him.
Yeah.
So he has a plan and is looking at this thing differently. So – shout out to Jake, man, for doing this.
I had a moment. I had a Jake Meyers moment.
You, man. Like,
now I can understand why my mother likes Jake so much. Yep. I'm finally in the same place with her.
You remember when everybody's laughing at Rafael Devers? He just went deep again. They're up 16-3, by the way. He's hitting 300 and just going crazy right now. Dude is
looks like that old D8. Well, hell, it looks like a damn position player's pitching, Ron.
Well, look,
what are we doing?
It's 16-3. That's where we are.
Andy could throw that thing harder, and that guy just threw it.
No, he couldn't. All right, coming
right
up
now.
As we continue here live, by the way, we will hook somebody up in this hour. Our second Academy Sports and Outdoors $25 gift card, we'll hook somebody up with that. If you have not signed your name in our raffle box, you might want to do so you can have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We're doing it once an hour, and I am enjoying watching this couple right here try to figure out who's going to go up there and sign this thing. My man has broke his neck to send her up to that raffle box multiple times. Go sign that thing right there. Get that neck. So maybe they might be our next winner. We'll do that coming up at the end of this hour. But I've got to – it happened again. Clint, you weren't here. I cannot wait to tell you, but it happened – again to me yesterday. And like I think I might just have to quit. I think I might have to quit again. I know y'all mean well, but
you're not
damn,
a quitter, man. You're not a quitter.
I mean, I'm at the change course. We'll talk about that coming up next, but before
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.